Let's go. 7:08 on Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. And three big things. The House avoids a shutdown by passing a stopgap funding act. Also, Alabama gas tax increases October 1st. And it called it the ban burn. It's not a ban burn. It's a burn ban. And it's a burn ban is in effect to Mobile and Baldwin counties. You can also read about those stories online if you like. If you don't like the sound of our voices, at fmtalk1065.com. Okay. Power being restored in large measure in the areas that we're waiting on it, and that's good news.
Yeah, Baldwin County still has the most power outages in our area. Mobile County basically has power 100% restored. As of the latest map, poweroutage.us, they say that 7 households or businesses are without power in Mobile County. So I'd hate to be one of those 7, but it's good to see the numbers down so far for Mobile County. And the same for Escambia County, Florida. They're down to around 100 customers without power. But in Baldwin County, that number's been dropped to right now right around 13,500, according to the latest number, 13,500 without power. Around 7,500 of those are customers with Baldwin EMC and around 6,000 customers with Riviera Utilities. Now, we'll talk with Mark Ingram from the Baldwin EMC later in the show, right around the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, and he'll give us a full update on what they've been doing and what they plan to do to restore 100% of the power to the remaining 7,500 customers. But they send an email every night and kind of broke down by area what it's looking like. They said north of Interstate 10 for Baldwin EMC, they've restored power to 6,500 total meters, and that 69 meters were without power as of 5 p.m. yesterday. Between I-10 and Highway 98, nearly 17,000 meters had been restored, and just over 2,000 meters currently without power. And then south of Highway 98, they had restored 47,500 meters with power, and about 5,000 remain without power. And they've got 100 circuits out there, and they said of the 100 total circuits on the system, 97 now have power. So they have made great strides in restoring power. Of course, there's still many without power, and that includes folks in the Lake Forest community over in Baldwin County, and also apparently Dr. Bill's house, because Dr. we talked Bill. With him, and he's still having to crank the generator every day. But great to see so much power restored. And Riviera Utilities also sent out a social media post yesterday saying, please be patient. We're going to wrap this up hopefully soon and make sure that everyone has power. So that's good news on the power outage front here.
And Mark Ingram in an hour's time from Baldwin EMC.
And also a reminder, if you've been affected by the storm, FEMA is here, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, they sent out a post a few days ago. I need to share this again on our Facebook page if I haven't already to make it easy for you to find. They said, if you're in need of assistance, contact FEMA at 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-3362. For assistance removing debris or tarping a damaged roof, you can call the Crisis Cleanup Hotline. That's 1-800-451-1954. The Crisis Cleanup Hotline, 1-800-451-1954. Said give your address and what you need help with, and they'll assign a volunteer cleanup team to your area.
You do that from Florida, they might hang up on you, because FEMA has not made a declaration in Escambia County, Florida yet, or Santa Rosa County, or any of those counties. I thought Pensacola got whaled pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a name that you probably hear more in the news going along. It's a company called Skanska.
Skanska.
Anyway, it's a company hired to build the new Pensacola Bay Bridge, and they confirmed to the News Journal in Pensacola that 22 of its barges broke loose and washed ashore during Hurricane Sally, crashing into private seawalls, bridges, and docks.
22 barges.
22 of the 55 they had. Now, they say they have really not made a lot of big statements yet, and Skanska, if you don't like my reporting on this,
take it up with them.
343-0106. Just call. Anyway, one of their spokesmen said, Skanska made all the appropriate precautions for the storm based on the information we had available at the time. That's what the company's saying. The sudden shift in the intensity, direction, and duration of the storm was unprecedented and entirely unexpected by the entire Pensacola community. So they're just saying, look, hey, wasn't my fault. Now, among the damage, of course, you know the one everybody's talking about is the bridge itself. So in addition to the private property, two barges hit Pensacola Bay Bridge It was closed that morning, of course, immediately. Local officials originally said it would take 30 to 60 days to make repairs, but have since confirmed the damage appears to be more significant.
Mm.
Skanska would not comment on the timeline to repair the bridge and deferred all questions to the Florida Department of Transportation. Meanwhile, thousands of commuters will be left sitting in traffic jams along Garson Point Bridge and State Road 87, alternate routes. I mean, and this could go on for months now.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, Skanska looks like they're saying, hey, you know the guy in the NBA playoffs with his hands like this to his up, like, what did I do?
Right.
That wasn't a foul on me.
They said entirely unexpected.
Entirely unexpected. Mm. So anyway, county and city officials are in talks with the state about providing a ferry for people between Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Pensacola Beach. So anyway, it's kind of a mess over there. The owner of the barge is just saying, hey, we were just there to do a job, and we didn't know that this storm was going to do what it did. And they evidently have an area where they can secure their barges. With the information they had leading up to the storm, they decided that wasn't necessary.
I'm with you. It sounds like this might be a story for days and weeks to come.
I think so.
Sounds like possibly lawsuits could be on the way.
I think so. 14 after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. Checking out what's going on the plains. Coming up next.
Your CBD store at West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure. Sample products before you buy and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store at West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 4-year-old girl is missing in Mobile County. Investigators say Reagan Hart was picked up from a foster home by her mother, 41-year-old Brandy Hart. The pair has not been seen since September 14th. You can find a picture of the child and her mother on WKRG.com. 14,000 customers are still without power in Baldwin County this morning. 7,000 of those outages are with Riviera Utilities. Another 7,000 are Baldwin EMC customers. Baldwin EMC says it's now working in the hardest hit areas. Fish River, Barnwell, Magnolia Springs, Fort Morgan, parts of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Loxley, and Summerdale. Because of the severity of the damage, some customers may not have power restored for another week. A feared increase in Alabama's coronavirus cases after the Labor Day weekend has yet to materialize 2 weeks after the holiday. The update has state health officials cautiously optimistic about Alabama's progress in the pandemic. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
It is time for Auburn Sports Today, and it's brought to you today by Brian Bank.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Halfway through the first game week of the season, Gus Malzahn and the 8th-ranked Auburn football team continue practice today ahead of Saturday's season opener against Kentucky.
There was a lot of weeks that you look back and say, oh, I don't know how we can play. And then the next week, you say, well, okay, I think we got a chance to play. And just the excitement, it's been completely different for our players this week. Even Sunday's practice, it was different. You could feel the urgency. I know for myself, it feels like game week. And we finally got that point. And that's kind of what I was thanking our medical staff and our administration for helping us get here. They did an outstanding job. And they put our players first as far as the health is concerned. And we worked ourselves through this. Our guys have been very responsible with the COVID etiquette and the way they've handled themselves. And that's going to be a big key moving forward, too. We're constantly talking to our guys that being responsible and what the new normal looks like. And our guys really bought into that. And I know they're just excited that we're playing an opponent. We just happen to be playing one of the more veteran opponents, all in our league. And if you really look at it, without having spring practice, always said the veteran teams early, they should have an advantage because they've got the experience and all that. So we'll have to find a way to overcome that.
Auburn and Kentucky get things going just after 11 o'clock Saturday morning inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. We have your radio coverage across the network at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Hi, friends. Michael Holland with Bryant Bank. Are you looking for a community bank that cares about you? I invite you to join the Bryant Bank family today. Our vision is to see every Alabamian experience a financially stable future and live in a thriving community. Bryant Bankers put care into action to help you invest in your full potential. We care because Alabama is our home, too. Learn about our mobile team and banking services today at BryantBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. For the most up-to-date outage information, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit them at BaldwinEMC.com or call 251-989-6247.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, showers with heavy rain at times, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, showers again with heavy rain at times and temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 1065.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department working two accidents without injuries. One at Airport and General Boulevard and another one at Hamilton and DIP. Still looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Haven't had any problems northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. All board certified with over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast. See them at pmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065. Traffic.
Welcome to Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 7:21. We'd like to use as many resources as we can to get the stories to you.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure to talk again with WKRG's Chad Petrie, who has been touring some of the hard-hit areas in Baldwin County. Thanks for joining us this morning, Chad.
Good morning, guys. And let me give you kind of my trajectory over the last couple of days. I wanted to hit some of the areas that we have not necessarily been able to get to. So Saturday, I was in Alberta. And then on Monday, I was in Lillian. And yesterday, I was in Atmore. There are other reporters at our station that are also trying to get to other spots, like we were at Styx River yesterday. And Debbie did a story in Foley yesterday. So we are trying to get to those areas outside of the coast. It's just there's so much widespread devastation that we just can't hit every spot every single day.
Yeah, so when I arrived at the station about a little after 4 o'clock on the morning of, that would have been a week ago today?
Yeah, a week ago today.
So when I got here, one of the things I told Dalton and Sean, and they'd both been here for a couple of hours, what I noticed on the coverage that I saw nationally was, wow, this area of Baldwin County, there's an area of Baldwin County that is really getting chewed up, just like they were in the, just relentless. And it was areas like Lillian and Alberta, and of course that whole spin, Robertsdale, Fairhope, and eventually Foley. and to me, I was like, guys, when the sun comes up, this devastation is going to be unbelievable. Was I close to being correct?
Right, and that's accurate. I mean, certainly the hardest hit areas are in South Baldwin County, but even Central Baldwin County. Let me tell you about Alberta, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a very rural area. We had situations not only where there are a lot of trees down, but also I had talked to a couple of farmers that had their crops destroyed, right, uprooted by this storm. Also, the thing you should know about damage in Alberta when you're talking about a rural community, you're also talking about structures, large farm structures like barns, for example. They are large, and so they're not necessarily designed to handle very strong hurricane-type winds. And so when you see the wreckage, for example, a destroyed barn looks like a very impressive bit of destruction. And I saw a few of those out in Alberta, for example. Lillian, they had another unusual situation where they're over Perdido Bay. A lot of the homes there are elevated, and so they have docks. A lot of docks were destroyed. I saw one dock that was basically just picked up by the storm and pushed inland. Or there are some homes that weren't even affected by the storm or didn't get a lot of storm damage, but they still had piles of storm debris that had just washed up in their front lawns.
And you talked with an EMA coordinator, Nick DeWurst, and about Lillian specifically. Nearly every home had at least some sort of damage.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was estimating like 95% of the homes in Lillian had some sort of damage. That can vary. Some had severe damage where we're talking about roofs being ripped off, and some just had some maybe siding damage. But if a tree falls in your neighborhood or on your house, it's arguably the worst day you could have. So it depends on your perspective, where you are. And again, power restoration, that's another big issue. Mm-hmm. It can be days. I'll give you a great example. My family, we live in Robertsdale. We were only without power for a sustained period of time for 20 hours after the storm made landfall. I was listening to NPR yesterday. I heard a woman on there who had said that she had been without power for 5 days in Robertsdale. So it really depends on where you are and when the power crews get to you as to when your power is going to get back.
Having spent a large portion of my life up in Clark County, Alabama, on a dirt road, I know that in some of these more rural areas, and you just kind of talked about it, when you have a Gulf Shores or an Orange Beach, maybe it's one power line down that can affect, you know, thousands of people. But when you live on some of these more rural areas, some of these dirt roads, one tree down in the road can make it impossible for you to get across. And then as these power crews continue to work, they might have a power line down that only services a couple people. How did it look to you with the power line crews? Were they out and about in some of these more rural places?
You know, every place that I had been to in some of the more remote areas, even Atmore yesterday, I would see some sort of power and or tree service that was out there working. There was always going to be somebody somewhere in those communities working on the line. Now, if you're in your home without power for 4 days straight or something like that, you may not necessarily see that crew working on the power lines because they're in a different part of town. They can only do so much at any given time. So they're there, you may not necessarily see them.
Chad Petrie with WKRG News 5, who's kind of touring some of the hard-hit areas of Baldwin County for Channel 5 over the last couple of days. Talk about the people and the kind of emotional shape that they're in right now. I'm sure you had some conversations.
Yeah, people are upset. And the other thing that I noticed in a lot of these communities is that there is a sense of optimism pervading throughout. Even though people are experiencing storm damage, one of the refrains that I hear from people is, yeah, I got hit, but you know, it's not as bad as my neighbor, or it's not as bad as it could be. For a lot of people that live here, this is their first real experience with significant storm damage. Some folks were comparing this to Ivan, saying, well, it wasn't as bad as Ivan, or maybe it's just as bad as Ivan, somewhere in that threshold. But I noted people being optimistic. Yeah, there are people down, but they were optimistic. They were optimistic when they were seeing the power crews. Heck, I talked to one woman in Alberta on Saturday, the first woman that I spoke with. The power crews had pulled up on her street, and that's where I pulled over, and she was moved nearly to tears just to see those guys out there working.
Wow. Good stuff, Chad. Thanks for the reporting, and thanks for joining us this morning on FM Talk 106.5. Chad Petrie from WKRG News 5. Appreciate your friendship and appreciate your professional desire to get the story right every day. He didn't appreciate it enough to say goodbye, but anyhow.
I think he's off to another town.
He works hard, and he lives there, too. I think that's important. You know, when you're talking about Chad, he's right there in Robertsdale. So, good guy and a good resource for us. It's 728 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and the latest on all this wet weather on the way with Dr. Bill.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 4-year-old girl is missing in Mobile County. Investigators say Reagan Hart was picked up from a foster home by her mother, 41-year-old Brandy Hart. The pair has not been seen since September 14th. You can find a picture of the child and her mother on WKRG.com. 14,000 customers are still without power in Baldwin County this morning. 7,000 of those outages are with Riviera Utilities. Another 7,000 are Baldwin EMC customers. Baldwin EMC says it's now working in the hardest hit areas. Fish River, Barnwell, Magnolia Springs, Fort Morgan, parts of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Loxley, and Summerdale. Because of the severity of the damage, some customers may not have power restored for another week. A feared increase in Alabama's coronavirus cases after the Labor Day weekend has yet to materialize 2 weeks after the holiday. The update has state health officials cautiously optimistic about Alabama's progress in the pandemic. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Let Mike Ward's Liberty Safes deliver for you. Purchase any Liberty gun safe and Mike Ward's professional team will deliver ground floor in home at 50% off the delivery price up to 50 miles. Shop the largest selection of Liberty safes on the Gulf Coast. Choose any gun safe in stock and have it ground floor delivered for as low as $125 up to 50 miles. 12 months, 0% interest available on safes over $1,000. Don't wait. Come in today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B. I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty safe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Democrat Joe Biden in November. Cindy McCain says Biden will stand up for American values, and she notes that she and Biden didn't always see eye to eye on the issues, but she says he's honest and will lead the nation with dignity. On the campaign trail, President Trump telling Pennsylvania voters November's contest is a matter of economic survival for the Keystone State. He promised support for the controversial oil and natural gas extraction method fracking in that state.
And I'll keep your jobs in Pennsylvania where they belong, and you're going to be doing fracking for a long time.
In New Hampshire, Vice President Mike Pence appeared and heard chants of fill that seat.
We're going to fill that seat.
Promising the high court vacancy will be rapidly filled by a conservative. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Jennifer Kushenko with Your Money Now. A Florida asphalt company has pleaded guilty and agreed to pay $16.6 million to resolve charges stemming from a foreign bribery probe spanning three South American countries. Sargent Marine Incorporated, which specializes in selling and transporting asphalt, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to violate anti-bribery provisions of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The Deerfield Beach-based company was alleged to have paid millions of dollars in bribes to government officials in Brazil, Venezuela, and Ecuador to win contracts from state-controlled oil companies. Volkswagen's trucking unit, Traton Group, will work with automation startup Too Simple to develop self-driving trucks and will take a stake in the tech company as part of the agreement. Traton says it aims to begin testing autonomous heavy-duty trucks on roads in countries including Germany and Sweden. Crude oil up 13 cents, trading at $39.93 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are also higher. That's your money now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and the doctor, as we get ready for, it looks like in the short term, looks like a wet couple of days straight ahead, right, Doc?
Yeah, we've got rain headed our way, and that rain yesterday was over Texas, and a lot of rain in the Houston area, and all due to Beta, the tropical storm that went onto the Texas coast. And Beta is now moving along the coast across the Houston area and headed for Louisiana. That rain will be affecting us, especially tonight and tomorrow, and we'll see some heavy rainfall at times. Now today, there'll be a few showers this afternoon. We'll start out with sunshine this morning. Better showers this afternoon. High today will be around 80. Tonight, showers are likely, and some of those could be heavy rainfall. Low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, but still a good chance for showers and the possibility of some heavy rain with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Now, all that rainfall activity associated with Beta will move across Mississippi tomorrow and then on out of our area. And we expect some decent weather for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon, high in the mid-80s. And then a few showers in the afternoon on Saturday, again, mid-80s, mostly sunny on Sunday, and then just a slight chance of an afternoon shower and the high in the mid-80s. And the mid-80s is the normal for this time of the year.
And Dr. Bill, with that wet weather on our way, explain to everyone, you know, we've already got really saturated ground, so normally an inch, 2 inches of rain wouldn't really matter, but in this case, it could present some more flooding.
That's right. Flash flooding is a good possibility for tonight and tomorrow. In those areas that do get some of the heavy downpours, water's not going to soak in the ground. It's simply going to run off. And so that's something we'll be faced with in some areas tonight and tomorrow. But we're going to see warmer temperatures, especially over the weekend as we get into the mid-80s. And it'll be more like a summertime pattern, although now we're officially into fall, in which we'll see some afternoon showers and highs in the 80s.
So I guess some of the beaches will actually be...
They're trying to open
trying
this
to
weekend.
Open up, yeah, for this weekend. And it would, Doc, you know, if you want to just clear your head and make believe nothing ever happened, I guess this would not be a bad weekend to be at the beach, weather-wise at least, right?
Yeah, it does look good, and most of those showers will occur inland, and so I expect quite a bit of sunshine along the coastline for the weekend. So we'll get that one tropical system out of our area and just get some rain. We can look across the Gulf and the Caribbean, and it looks quiet this morning. Teddy, which was a major hurricane at one time out in the Atlantic, is now fading out, but it's over Nova Scotia in Canada. Paulette, once a hurricane, lost intensity, but has got back up a little bit in circulation, and it's over near the European continent. And the tropical portion of the Atlantic is quiet at the moment. So looking good. We've got a break now in what has been a very active hurricane season.
Dr. Bill, you were talking about what Tropical Storm Beta is doing right now, and I texted my friend in Houston. He said there's flooding throughout the city, but where they live isn't bad. But I'm personally worried about southwest Louisiana. I know yesterday Lake Charles finally had their boil water advisory lifted, and I imagine they're going to be getting a whole lot more rain from this system coming up soon.
Oh yeah, definitely. The center of the former tropical storm will be moving across southwest Louisiana and then on up into northern Mississippi over the next 24 to 48 hours. So there'll be a lot of rain that will fall over the area affected by Hurricane Laura almost a month ago.
Okay. Well, we've established that today is Wednesday. Dalton and I got that figured out about an hour and a half into the show. it's been a heck of a week. 10 days. It's been a week since the hurricane itself.
Mm-hmm.
But of course,
you just lose any sense of time.
You
here
do
with, everything.
And all the anxiety. the anxiety leading up to the hurricane or leading up to any storm. You know, with all the speculation and all. But thanks for being there for us, Dr. Bill. We appreciate you so much, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Okay, Dan.
Chief Meteorologist of FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill Williams, one and only.
Yeah, you can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. For this month, you're okay, but beginning in October, maybe paying more to gas up. We'll talk about that coming up next on FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Hanging out with my buddy Sid Sexton. And for a second, I want to talk about hiring, because you're increasing the size of your business all the time, so you got to have new people.
We're growing at a pretty fast rate. It's pretty exciting. We're constantly on the look for new talent.
And the right talent, making sure you have the right person.
We've got a pretty extensive process that we go through to try to make sure that we hire for the right attributes. We can teach the skills, but the right attributes is what we're looking for.
Well, what makes it different?
Landscaping, I really like. You get to work with your hands, you get to work outdoors, and you get to work with some great customers, but you could probably have that with any other landscape company. But the big difference, we will show you how to be successful. We give you all the information. We don't really hold anything back. In fact, we create a tier system to show you the ladder to how you guide your career path. And then really, the entire culture of our organization, it revolved around helping you, the new hire, or anyone else in the field, become successful.
This is exciting. Somebody wants to talk about maybe getting an application in with you. How do they find you?
Just go online, sextonlandscapes.com. There's a career page there. Or you could go through any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, I-10 eastbound at the 33-mile marker, off to the right median, they've got an accident. Two vehicles got involved, but it is slowing up traffic. Also, we've got the one without injuries at Airport and General Boulevard, but beyond that, we look good northbound 65 all the way to Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Secure your vehicle, financing and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning on Mobile Mornings. It's Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig at 7:42 on FM Talk 106.5. Second phase of Alabama's 10-cent gas tax increase goes into effect October the 1st. This is according to AL.com. The increase, 2 cents per gallon on gas and diesel fuels, will bring the state's total gas tax to 26 cents per gallon. The first phase of the gas tax increase, 6 cents, started September 1st
last year, if you can remember all the way back to then. Another 2 cents is going to be levied October 1st of next year, and then effective October 1st of 2023, and on July 1st of every year after that, the gasoline and diesel excise tax rate will be adjusted by the percentage change in the yearly average of the National Highway Construction Cost Index, rounded to their nearest whole cent. I read all those words. I'm not sure what they mean. The increase of the decrease, the increase or decrease of the excise tax will not exceed 1 cent per gallon, according to the legislation passed last year. I know a lot of our listeners are not thrilled anytime we bring up the two words, gas tax, right? Mm-hmm. Very sensitive to that.
Yeah, and that's one of those taxes that everyone ends up having to pay, unless you're able to make your way over to Mississippi, where I believe they have lower gas taxes. But this is a major issue and something that Ivy passed through, I think, last year. It might have been 2 years ago at this point. But that kind of slow rollout, like you said, they increased it by 6 cents in September of last year and then 2 cents coming up next month, and then they're going to keep doing that through every year after that. But it makes it even more difficult, and at this time right now, it's tough to kind of fathom for so many who are, I mean, talk about using gas or using diesel right now with so many generators fired up across the Gulf Coast. Yes. That just increases the cost even more.
Yeah, good point. You know, sometimes it's good to be an older American, like I've become, because you're like, well, I'm not lasting much longer, so I won't. There's a lot of these taxes I won't have to pay.
Yeah, by the time I hit 40, I might be paying, you know, a dollar for each gas tax. I was kind of looking.
I feel terrible for you.
Thank you. Maybe you want to swing some cash this way? Or no?
Well, we'll see.
I was looking across the nation in gas taxes, and you know, I think in the story there it said that the state's total gas tax will be up to 26 cents per gallon.
Yeah, I was wondering myself, like, how does that compare?
Yeah, you look at Florida, and they've got very high gas taxes. They're, as of July of this year, they're ranked eighth in the nation at 42 cents per gallon. California is number one in the nation at just about 62.5 cents per gallon.
Oof.
Mississippi, so if you live on the west side of Alabama and you saved enough in the tank to make it over to Mississippi, there you would pay the 48th highest tax, or some would say the second lowest tax in America. Theirs is about just about 19 cents per gallon. And the Southeast, I mean, Georgia, they've got pretty high numbers, kind of in line with Alabama's. South Carolina, North Carolina, same thing. But that tax raise is certainly going to make it more difficult on a lot of folks in our area.
Okay. 7:45 FM Talk 106.5. Rain on the way, according to Dr. Bill Williams, more likely this afternoon and tonight. Something else you were looking at over there?
Yeah.
Before we get to sports?
As we try to keep everyone updated on how they can receive some assistance due to the damage caused by Hurricane Sally, and I've been asked this several times this morning, we'll keep putting this number out there, but if you need to get in touch with FEMA, if you've been impacted by Hurricane Sally, the traditional FEMA number to call for assistance would be 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-3362, or you can go to disasterassistance.gov. That's .gov. But if you're in need of immediate assistance in removing debris or maybe tarping a roof, especially with more rain on the way right now, you can call the Crisis Cleanup Hotline. That's 1-800-451-1954. Crisis Cleanup Hotline, 1-800-451-1954. You give your address there and tell them what you need help with, and they say they'll assign a volunteer cleanup team to your area. We've been reporting recently about the Alabama National Guard coming down, and they've got points of distribution where they're giving out food and water. And I know yesterday they may have ran out of some of the stuff they were giving away.
Not surprising.
So you'll have to check before you get out there. But 11 locations they've been set up. Bay Minette First Baptist Church on Hand Avenue in Bay Minette. Alberta Fire Department, they've got a point of distribution there. Fairhope Volanta Park, And I think that was one of the places yesterday that ran out of supplies, so you might want to check before you go out there. But Fairhope, Volanta Park, Foley Soccer Complex, the Gulf Shores Sportsplex is a point of distribution, the Lillian Community Club on Wydell Avenue, at Orange Beach Christian Life, the Island Church. And they've been doing some fantastic work out there at the Island Church. I know they had a fresh delivery of tarps yesterday morning, but that's the Island Church on Canal Road in Orange Beach. Perdido Beach Fire Department, another point of distribution. The Robertsdale South Baldwin County Coliseum, Seminole Fire Department, and in Summerdale at West Lee Avenue, 502 West Lee Avenue. So those are 11 points of distribution from the Alabama National Guard. Also, there's a lot of local restaurants in different areas that have been assisting by giving out hot meals, and those are more of a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. I've been checking this morning to see who's going to be up and around today. Haven't seen very many so far, so if you stay clued into our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065, as we see that, we'll share it. I do know that there are, according to the Baldwin County Emergency Management Agency, some food distribution locations set up for today. One at the Christian Service Center in Gulf Shores, in Daphne at African Universal, not sure where that's located, two places in Mobile, Regency Church and New Hope Outreach, and again the Magnolia Springs Fire Department, another place where they're giving out meals today.
And you mentioned that FEMA number, and it's just curious to me that it's right across the state line in Pensacola, where we saw some incredible images from there, that the FEMA declaration hasn't been made yet, but maybe before the week is up, it will be. 7:48, 12 away from 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5, and Dalton's got sports coming up.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves have clinched a spot in the MLB playoffs, and Vigor High School will no longer play their home games at Pritchard Stadium. I'll tell you why coming up in sports.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A four-year-old girl is missing in Mobile County. Investigators say Reagan Hart was picked up from a foster home by her mother, 41-year-old Brandy Hart. The pair has not been seen since September 14th. You can find a picture of the child and her mother on WKRG.com. 14,000 customers are still without power in Baldwin County this morning. 7,000 of those outages are with Riviera Utilities. Another 7,000 are Baldwin EMC customers. Baldwin EMC says it's now working in the hardest hit areas. Fish River, Barnwell, Magnolia Springs, Fort Morgan, parts of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Loxley, and Summerdale. Because of the severity of the damage, some customers may not have power restored for another week. A feared increase in Alabama's coronavirus cases after the Labor Day weekend has yet to materialize 2 weeks after the holiday. The update has state health officials cautiously optimistic about Alabama's progress in the pandemic. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 10 till 8, FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Vigor High School will no longer play their home football games at Pritchard Stadium. That's according to school principal Gerald Cunningham. Cunningham wrote a letter to the Pritchard City Council and Mayor Jimmy Gardner saying that the stadium lacked critical necessities like a functioning scoreboard or PA system. He also called the locker and restrooms inadequate, said that during a home game earlier this month, the press box was, quote, unsanitary and filled with trash. For now, it appears that Vigor will play their home games at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Only two home games left on the schedule for Vigor, but as of right now, they're scheduled to face Escambia County at Ladd Peoples on October 1st.
There are 5 days remaining in the coronavirus-shortened 2020 Major League Baseball regular season, with 16 teams set to make the playoffs this year. 10 so far have clinched a chance to compete for the World Series. With an 11-1 win over Miami last night, the Atlanta Braves clinched their third straight NL East title. Marcell Ozuna hit two home runs, had a two RBI double in the win. That brings his totals this season to a team-leading 17 home runs and also a team-leading 53 RBIs.
You did the math, and this is just being a 60-game season. If it had been a regular season with 162 games, Ozuna would have what kind of
maybe
a year?
Right around 50 home runs, which is an outstanding year. And then
I couldn't say the guy's name for the first 20 games. He's like the best player on the team.
And Adam Duvall, right behind him, has 16 this year.
Incredible.
So, the Braves are looking sharp as they head into the postseason.
Their bats are,
for sure. In the rest of the league, the L.A. Dodgers clinched the NL West and the league's best record. The Cubs clinched the NL Central, and the Padres also clinched a playoff spot. In the American League, Tampa, the New York Yankees, White Sox, Twins, Indians, and Athletics have also clinched playoff spots. In an interview with USA Today, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said he hopes to have fans in the stadium for this year's National League Championship Series and the World Series. Manfred said the NLCS and the World Series will be played in Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Field, and pending final approval by Texas government officials, will have at least a portion of the 40,000-seat stadium filled with fans. The ALCS, on the other hand, will be in San Diego, California, where current state rules restrict fans from gathering for things like sporting events. As the regular season wraps up Sunday, the best of three wildcard series set to begin next Tuesday, September 29th, and the World Series slated to start with Game 1 on Tuesday, October 20th. 753 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
We got Dr. Bill's weather, Kane's traffic, straight ahead on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, showers with heavy rain at times, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, showers again with heavy rain at times and temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Inviting someone in your home to care for a loved one is a difficult decision. I'm Daphne with Southern Cross Home Care. At Southern Cross, we offer companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers are selected for their experience and compassion. We provide ongoing training to meet the safety and needs of all of our clients. Contact us at southerncrosshomecare.com or follow us on Facebook and let our family care for your family.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holton every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
For the Lotus CBD traffic center, not an accident, but a disabled vehicle. I-10 eastbound at the 31-mile marker, tying up traffic and backing out of all the way to the causeway exit, so be patient through there. So far, still looking good for Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Mobile Police Department are checking in with no new wrecks into roadways. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go in Robertsdale. They have over 400 options of waterproof flooring with Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet, hardwoods, and laminate. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and that's not all of it, boy. The great local talk continues nearly all day. You've got Jeff Poore, who's got incredible guest lineup every day. And if you really want to know what's going on in Alabama politics in particular, he's a go-to. And, of course, Sean Sullivan, from local stuff to state stuff to world events. Sean is he'll catch up on that with Mobile, Midday Mobile, at beginning at 12 noon again today on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and don't know if you know this, but coming up Tuesday, the very first presidential debate.
That'll be some big numbers between viewership-wise.
I think so, and I wonder if they put it on Tuesday
on purpose. Not a whole lot going on in the world of sports.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with Monday Night Football.
No, but, you know, during the Hillary Clinton and now President Trump debates, I think they did go up against Monday Night Football a few times and actually did a lot better than Monday Night Football. That was part of the reason they said they had declining numbers that year. But the topics are now set, and Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace will be the moderator of the first debate. They're going to talk about the integrity of the election, also Biden and Trump's records, voting by mail amid the pandemic. Also,
wait a minute. There's going to be voting by mail this year?
Yeah, have you heard?
I did not hear that.
They're going to have voting by mail. And so they announced the topics yesterday, and I totally had the list. Okay, here we go. The protests and violence that have flared up across the cities, across the nation, and stuff like that. The things that we talk about daily,
they're
going to talk about. But I was thinking, you can give these guys topics. I don't know why. It'd be like me giving my daughter, like telling her there's chapters in a coloring book. Doesn't matter. You could tell them what you want them to talk about. Funny. They're going to do their own thing.
That's funny. Yeah, they are kind of freelancing conversationalists, aren't they? It is 7:58, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 4-year-old girl is missing in Mobile County. Investigators say Reagan Hart was picked up from a foster home by her mother, 41-year-old Brandy Hart. The pair has not been seen since September 14th. You can find a picture of the child and her mother on WKRG.com. 14,000 customers are still without power in Baldwin County this morning. 7,000 of those outages are with Riviera Utilities. Another 7,000 are Baldwin EMC customers. Baldwin EMC says it's now working in the hardest hit areas. Fish River, Barnwell, Magnolia Springs, Fort Morgan, parts of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Loxley, and Summerdale. Because of the severity of the damage, some customers may not have power restored for another week. A feared increase in Alabama's coronavirus cases after the Labor Day weekend has yet to materialize 2 weeks after the holiday. The update has state health officials cautiously optimistic about Alabama's progress in the pandemic. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, I'm Tom Holman, former acting director of ICE. You know I'm passionate about our country, and I fight for what's right. That's why I'm also passionate about talk radio, because you're the most informed and patriotic people in America. My friends at the Federation for American Immigration Reform support talk radio for the same reasons. With your help, they fight for immigration reforms that enforce the laws and protect our jobs, ensure national security and public safety. And like me, FAIR has never given up and never will. I hope you'll stay in the fight, because our country's at a crossroads between dangerous open border policies and common sense immigration reforms that put American interests first. Get involved if you're not. Stay involved if you are. We've got a lot to do, and FAIR is leading the charge. Go to fairus.org. That's fairus.org. Again, I'm Tom Holman, and thanks for listening. Keep listening.